Why is teaching important in understanding the Quran and Sunnah?
Teaching helps clarify complex concepts and ensures accurate interpretation of the Quran and Sunnah.
Who was responsible for teaching the revelations of the Quran?
Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, was responsible for teaching and explaining the revelations of the Quran to his companions and followers.
Why did Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, need to teach the Quran and Sunnah?
Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, needed to teach the Quran and Sunnah to ensure that the message of Islam was correctly understood and practiced by his followers.
How did Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, teach the Quran and Sunnah?
Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, taught the Quran and Sunnah through oral transmission, explanation, and practical demonstration.
Who were the primary recipients of Prophet Muhammad's teachings?
The primary recipients of Prophet Muhammad's teachings were his companions, who learned directly from him.
What role did the companions play in preserving and transmitting the teachings of the Quran and Sunnah?
The companions of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, played a crucial role in preserving and transmitting his teachings to future generations.
Why do we still rely on the teachings of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, today?
We rely on the teachings of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, today because they provide guidance on all aspects of life, applicable to contemporary times.
How do scholars continue to teach and interpret the Quran and Sunnah today?
Scholars continue to teach and interpret the Quran and Sunnah through academic study, scholarly research, and traditional Islamic education.
What is the importance of understanding the context of Quranic verses and hadiths?
Understanding the context of Quranic verses and hadiths is crucial for interpreting them accurately and applying them appropriately in different situations.
How can teenagers benefit from learning about the teachings of the Quran and Sunnah?
Teenagers can benefit from learning about the teachings of the Quran and Sunnah by gaining guidance on moral conduct, personal development, and spiritual growth.
What resources are available for teenagers to learn about the Quran and Sunnah?
Teenagers can access various resources such as books, online courses, lectures, and study circles to learn about the Quran and Sunnah.
How can teenagers apply the teachings of the Quran and Sunnah in their daily lives?
Teenagers can apply the teachings of the Quran and Sunnah in their daily lives by practicing good manners, showing kindness to others, and seeking knowledge.
What role do parents and educators play in teaching teenagers about the Quran and Sunnah?
Parents and educators play a vital role in guiding teenagers towards understanding and implementing the teachings of the Quran and Sunnah.
How can teenagers discern authentic sources of Islamic knowledge from unreliable ones?
Teenagers can discern authentic sources of Islamic knowledge by consulting reputable scholars, verifying information, and seeking guidance from knowledgeable individuals.
Why is it important for teenagers to have a solid understanding of the Quran and Sunnah?
It is important for teenagers to have a solid understanding of the Quran and Sunnah to navigate life's challenges, make informed decisions, and uphold Islamic principles.
How can teenagers engage with the teachings of the Quran and Sunnah in a meaningful way?
Teenagers can engage with the teachings of the Quran and Sunnah by reflecting on their meanings, implementing them in their lives, and sharing them with others.
What are some common misconceptions about the teachings of the Quran and Sunnah?
Some common misconceptions include misinterpretation of verses or hadiths, cultural biases, and lack of understanding of the historical context.
How can teenagers address doubts or confusion about certain teachings of the Quran and Sunnah?
Teenagers can address doubts or confusion by seeking guidance from knowledgeable individuals, studying reputable sources, and engaging in sincere reflection and prayer.
What role does sincerity play in seeking knowledge about the Quran and Sunnah?
Sincerity is essential in seeking knowledge about the Quran and Sunnah as it opens the heart to understanding and application of the teachings in one's life.
How can teenagers incorporate the teachings of the Quran and Sunnah into their interactions with others?